This is such a great seat right now. The front line of this band is saxophone and the trumpet and the trombone right in front of us. So all of the everyone sitting in the room is just going to get this great blast. And then the back line is fantastic. Let me introduce the whole band. We'll start in the back line. Carlin Lee on the piano and Daniel Pooley on drums. And also on our bass, we have Nathan Wacker today. Thank you. And saxophone, Christian Nickel. And the trombone, Tina McGee. And right in the middle, mentor and well-known musician and artist that we love here at KNKX, Thomas Marriott. Dave Bentley's the band director at Mercer Island High School, but the combo is its own thing, and Thomas has been mentoring them along. So let's see how the Mercer Island combo sounds tonight, today on the studio session here at the new KNKX.
Thank you.
welcome to the studio session. We have just a wonderful group in here. Mercer Island Combo, Mercer Island High School just has a fantastic big jazz band. And the leader of the band there is Dave Bentley. And, of course, this is just a smaller combo, five cats from the school with a wonderful mentor on horn, Thomas Marriott. So welcome, everybody. It's so great to have you here. And Thomas, you've been involved with our School of Jazz for so long, and it's made a dramatic shift since, you know, we used to have the big band and the CD issues, and now we're into a smaller combo. We're able to get people live on the air. How is that different for you to prepare the players for that rather than the recording studio?
Well, the recording studio for the big band plus recording here in the studio is really not very much different in terms of the preparation. What's really different is that this is a combo rather than a big band, and a big band really focuses more on the arrangement and the preciseness with how the arrangement is executed, whereas this a combo is really more about the interplay and how we work together in a smaller sort of team and how we sort of stretch the music and toss it back and forth.
Oh, excellent. And I know that I'm kind of never went to a high school that had bands and football teams and things like that. Can you read Catholic Girls School in that? Okay. And, you know, so the idea of a band, and I'm just always so impressed by this area. So many kids playing great music in high school and getting out there, making the combo happen. How did this happen from the big band? I know that Daniel, would you like to take that? Daniel's the drummer, and actually the coolest accent here today. So we're going. How did the combo come together?
Yeah, so it's a funny story actually, because it kind of started back in eighth grade band, which is where the jazz program begins. We were the three of us in the rhythm section, Nathan and Colin and I. We were all playing in the same band, and we were very enthusiastic about jazz to the extent that between songs, even we would just spontaneously begin to play swing patterns over a blues, I seem to remember, to the great disappointment of our director, Mr. Bentley. So eventually we decided we wanted to stop getting stopped by our director, and we, you know, we just pulled out some tunes in middle school, which was, it didn't sound very good. But that's the excellent thing about this jazz program, is it starts in eighth grade, and then it goes to, there are three bands in the high school, and we were in the same one, and we got to spend so much time playing jazz together, and we've been playing together ever since eighth grade. And one day, Mr. Bentley just gave us a gig and took it away. Tynan and Christian also are they're excellent players who've come from the jazz program in the same way that we did. And it's just really great that it's such a great program.
Excellent. Daniel, thank you. So it was basically an act of kindness for the band director.
Precisely.
Very nice. You're good players and you're nice. So how about some more music? Thomas, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a classic from the book of Art Blakey. This one comes from the pen of Curtis Fuller. It's called Arabia. We'll be right back.
So Tynan, you had to like that trombone player's song, and there you are, the only trombone in the room.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded really good. Thanks for listening to our studio session today. We have the Mercer Island Combo here from the Mercer Island Jazz Band, and they have their own combo here with their own mentor. Thomas Marriott is with us as well as we get a chance to listen to their music. Thomas, you have the perspective of a lot, you know, a longer view of what you've seen in town as far as, you know, more and more young people, you know, grabbing onto jazz and saying, this is me. This is me. I can remember the first time I got into jazz about that same age. I'd like, everyone's like, what is that? Is it still like that? They still, what is that? Or do you like it? Do you like kids? You guys?
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, so if people go, jazz, ew.
Kind of.
Yeah, they'll get over it. Thomas, how about you? What have you seen as far as the talent coming up? And is there more and more? Because it just seems just a never ending.
I would definitely say there's more and more. And I think it's a good thing. There are a lot of places in the country where the opportunity to experience playing jazz or even listening to it doesn't exist. So there's not an opportunity for people to find out if that's something that's inside of them. You know, here we have the ability to investigate that, if that's something that is in you. You know, in the Northwest, we're fortunate enough to have so many school band, jazz band programs that people can see if that's for them and discover that about themselves. Or even if they get into it and decide that they're going in a different direction musically, that's wonderful too. But that the opportunity exists, I think, is healthy for the music.
No, that's a great way to look at it, because, you know, you to be in on the air and to be in recording studios and having a mentor, this is, you guys are just so blessed and wonderful, and I'm so glad you're here to play for us today. Thomas, I know that we're going to do one of your songs as our final song today, and I just have, is this your tale? Is it someone in the band? Is it anyone we know? Is it a story that we could share on a radio station, say, like this one?
It's
The Tale of Debauchery,
yes,
right?
Yeah, the song is called The Tale of Debauchery, and it comes from an album that's called Urban Folklore. And the album is really about storytelling and the sort of the stories that we tell each other and ourselves about certain things. The Tale of Debauchery specifically, we write a new one every time we play the song. And just like in life, I believe that everyone has that one story they tell about that one time they did that one thing that may have crossed over the line. And that's a different line for every single person. And, you know, sometimes that's just, you know, you might have said something bad about somebody's sweater or something. And for other people, it's that time, you know, they were in the hotel with, you know, who knows? You know, I try to keep it clean. Yeah. But, you know, you never know. You never know. So we explore what that story is, each of us on our own experience.
And that's what I love about jazz. I mean, every song is your own thing. You know, everyone's playing this, you know, live people behind all those instruments, and everybody's having a different day. It might be, you know, joy and pain and heartbreak and, you know, just excitement
in the same band. Our job is to illuminate the human condition, all of it, the good parts and the bad parts, and maybe some of the dark corners too.
Yeah, could all use a little light, couldn't it? Well, I wanted to thank again Mercer Island Combo with mentor Thomas Marriott, and they're going to play The Tale of Debauchery, and we'll see what is crossing their minds at this time on this studio session, a very special studio session here at the new 88.5 KNKX Connects with live music today. Right.